Yeah, man, time is 22 minutes past the hour 8 on Vow FM. The frequency is 88.1 FM. You can also catch us online on www.vowfm.co.za if you are outside the borders of Gauteng, that is. In the background, it's a song by Tyrone Francis. The name of the song is Ambition. The original mix before that, we had Ralph Goom featuring Diamond Dancer with All This Love For You, the Rocco main mix, out under Gogo Music. Don't forget, by the way, this was the Gogo Music mix under the HOR Music Session. And before that, we had Edges with Fox Tooth, the Edges Galaxy Art Dub. Also had DJ Rocco coming in before that with Something For The Floor. It's a classic, that one. Reminds me of the late DJ Monde. The first time I heard the track actually was on a mix by DJ Monde, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. Exactly, hey. This time 10 years ago. And yeah, the track still hits, you know, even today. And we also had the Soul Concept with A New Beginning. Michael Wetford with a song called S. The Manjeet remix came in before that. And we also had Soul Cool with Groove Thang. Vandel M, Moody Nights, and started off the mix with Vandel M, Let Them Try. The track we started off the mix with moved everyone. Even the guys, you know, this mix was so hot. Even the guys who were there, like who were here just before, they stayed in just to listen to most of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, catch Gogo Music again next month on the HOR Music Session. But we still go on with the show, and as promised, we have him in studio.
Yep.
Jazzwall, one of our best exports in terms of deep tech, deep house music from South Africa.
Yeah.
The last time he was on the show, it was 2013. And now we're here, 2015. A lot has happened. My guy.
Hey, man.
How are you?
I'm good and you?
I know, chilled, man. Thank you for making time to come through and visit us. Because it's been a mission to get to pin you down. You're so busy.
He's a busy man.
Very busy man. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Jazzwall, JAZZULLE. He is in studio. You know, even the guys who are leaving studio now, the guys from Gatlo Home,
yeah,
when they saw him, they even took a picture with him. Because the heads understand.
Yeah.
He doesn't even understand. He was like, why do I have to take a picture? My guy.
Yeah, man.
You know, today we're going to talk mainly about your set in Europe at one of the biggest electronic music festivals, mm-hmm. which is the Sona Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And also playing at Glastonbury. This is why we have the man in studio now. And it's also an honor for us as House of Rhythm Radio Show to have you.
It's a pleasure.
And the guys who always do big things are always this quiet. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
My guy.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk now from the last time you were here. I think it was just when Undercurrents was out. It was when the EP, what's that EP? The EP that you put out after Undercurrents, the one that had is it Dubism? Cubism. Yes.
Okay, Rapture. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yes. What happened after that? Because I think after that EP specifically, it was just.
Yeah, I can't even. Yeah, it's too much.
It went crazy.
Yeah.
Gigs at Truth. gigs at oh man, Ainsley's gig.
Junta. I mean, look, this guy has caught the eye of internationals from Ed Jazz,
yeah,
to so many other guys. I see people tweeting about this man all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And how has it been, bro? Just like you're technically living the dream of every young kid who's in a bedroom right now, in a sort of a not so amazing studio, but trying to put out that one song, and you're touring the world. You're playing alongside. Or stages that guys like Ame, Hendrik Schwarz have played. The likes of, I mean, the guys that have just created the sound, and you're one of those guys now.
Yeah, man, it's been kind of like surprising as well,
mm-hmm.
you know, just how everything has happened so quickly. And
Would you say it's quickly? Because look at the time you spent producing, especially when you're based in Cape Town, because people also don't know that that you are fully based in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And then moving this side, and then things started like sort of marching up. How long were you in Cape Town for as a producer?
I can't even remember. It's been a long time.
Would you say 7 years? Seven.
In Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the last thing on my mind. I don't remember. I was mostly in Cape Town as a DJ, man.
Yeah.
You know.
And okay.
I kind of like really worked on the sound when I was in Joburg.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So that's what I mean when I say, like, you know, I obviously had the help of Pravini, like, back in the day, you know.
Yes.
And he just spearheaded everything from day one. And, you know, the guys have been supportive on the urban beat.
Yeah.
My music. And, I mean, from then, it just goes on to the next thing. And then you just have to accept it and just
and move on with it.
Move on with it, you know, and just grow and...
What was your first international gig before you did Swan and Glastonbury?
I played at a place called KER Barcelona, a rooftop with It's Everything, Ricky Ahmad, Ital Johnson, and a bunch of guys. I don't know.
But yeah,
I think they picked though. But yeah, it was. I mean, when I arrived to Barcelona, I think just leaving SA, man, you know,
was just good enough.
It was just, you know, it was one of those, so much has happened, man, you know, like so much has happened, and it's all just climaxed to this point where, you know, even though I messed up the flight whatnot, but like I'm still leaving though, you know.
Yeah.
And when I eventually realized that, okay, now we're in Europe, I was like, Jesus, like,
you know, reality hit,
you know. And then just arriving there and being nervous, taking the wrong bags at the airport and getting them back, getting to the gig, you know, like, I think, yeah, it was just, it was amazing, man. When I was finally at the gig, the first gig, I was jet lagged, but I was still like really, really proud of myself and just thankful that I was in that part of the world with people that believed in me and wondering, and it was humbling, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep.
And, you know, like, just as well, I think it's also the feeling when you get to another country that is not in Africa. It's like across an ocean.
Yeah.
And people know you. Like,
yeah, it's scary.
And they not even recognize you, but they know the name Jazwell. They're chanting your name and get physical, want to mess with you. And your get physical is not just like a little record label. It's like, we're serious when we talk about get physical. And now you're getting booked to like big festivals.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how do you take all of that in? And just like, nah, you still focus on the music. You don't become like this superstar.
I think the intention was never to become a superstar in the first place. Man. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to just grow as an artist, you know, from day one. And, you know, I mean, you get in a hurdle and you jump to the next one, and then you jump to the next one, and you know, it's just milestones that just keep on coming, and then you just need to embrace them and then grow from them. Never get too comfortable. I think the moment you get too comfortable in success, then, you know, someone else comes along, and then just, you know, I think for me personally, I've just always focused on
the work, the craft.
The work. And, you know, if something happens and it does great here or there, then I just...
You just move on with
it. Yeah, I give it a day and then I just do something else the next day. I'm like, what else? What else can I do now? You know what I mean? Like,
Look, let's now get to your work now. Okay, I'm trying to cue in this track. It's a track that you did with Lazarus Man.
Mm-hmm.
Name of the track is Forget Me.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it seems like my machines here are pulling some techno stuff on me. But we're gonna cue the track in. Lazarus Man is someone we also have had in studio. He's mostly big on vocals.
Yeah.
How did you end up getting to work with him?
Well, we... I can remember. There was a time when I used to go to the Red Bull studio here in Brum a lot. There was a time when I went to the studio to do a mix down, and I bumped into Bas Amro and Laz.
Mm.
And I mean, I've always loved one of his tracks, with Steaming, Change.
Yeah.
You
yes,
know?
Yes.
And, you know, I remember back in Cape Town, I was like, geez, man, I wish I could just work with these kind of guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling the guys at the studio, I was like, hey man, you can introduce me to that guy, you know.
Mm.
And then from one thing, we went to go have a beer, and then we were the best of friends, and then I mean, we even stayed together at some point, and the track just, I don't even remember how we did the track. I just remember him leaving the house and just saying, hey man, I got this vocal, and it kind of like echoes what we're going through right now.
Yeah.
You know, put some music into it, and yeah, I literally did the whole EP in like 2 days. Like, I just, it was just natural because I was just going through so much. So I was just like venting out emotions.
Yeah.
And
now we're gonna jam this track. This is the original mix, and then right after that we're gonna play the Jazzwell Winter Solstice remix of the track, Jazzwell featuring Lazarus Man, Forget Me, and then come back and speak some more with Jazzwell. If you wanna also hit him up with some questions or some comments, you know us on Twitter at Avow FM, at House of Rhythm SA, at MDJ Soso, at Deep Ancestral. For now, let's jam.
DJ Spectacular, and my radio career started at Voice of Vits in 1999. So even now, right here, in this present day and age, you're listening to future legends. Enjoy.
forget. Don't forget me at the next winter solstice when my birthday comes around. Don't forget how you would hold the spirit together. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when tomorrow says it won't come. Don't forget me when forgiveness is something that you seek. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when your pain's around. Not equal to your days. Don't forget me. Don't forget me when your spirit is low and the tide won't come in. Just remember me. No, no, never, ever. Don't forget me. Don't forget how we spoke about this. How I told you about that. How we had the conversation about this. And I gave you advice about that. And I said that you would break your heart. Don't forget me.
Yeah, man, you are still listening to Vow FM 88.1 FM, House of Rhythm Radio Show is the name of the show. My name is DJ Soso, still out here with my boy Deep Ancestral and Jazzwell in studio. That was his two tracks, basically the same tracks, just different remixes. Different mixes. The Jazzwell featuring Lazarus Man, Forget Me. We started off with the original and then followed up with the Jazzwell Winter Solstice mix. Why do you call it the Winter Solstice mix?
I have no idea. It's just a cool name. Don't even... it's just one of those.
I remember I got familiar with such a name when the whole 2012 thing, the Mayan...
Yeah,
that's when they were saying something about...
I read a lot of stuff, like crazy stuff. So it's just every time I read something, that would be a nice name for a song.
Yeah.
My
guy, now let's talk... I don't know, where do you want to start? Sona first or Glastonbury?
Sona.
Was it better than Glastonbury?
Hey, I can't say that.
You can't even compare.
It's different. Sona was... Between Sona and Glastonbury, Sona changed my life. As a DJ, I'm just an artist, mm-hmm. And just, hey, man, just so much happened, It's mind-blowing. know, I can't actually put it into words, you know. I know I've been meeting fans even last night at Truth when, you know, I get people just asking me, how's the trip? And I just, you know, like, I'm a loss for words. Like, I just don't know what to say. Like, it's just one of those things where you just have to just go ahead and see it for yourself. It's amazing, you know. The last guy that I'm close to now, Lauren Gagne, changed my life, man. And I can't actually.
Yeah,
I mean, he closed on at like 9 or 8 in the morning, and it was packed, and everyone was just like, "Yeah, it's late, and we missed our ride. So you don't care. We're gonna stay here until like 8 in the morning." I was lost. No one was with me. You know, I was like, "How do I get back to my hotel room?" And just his energy and his passion and his just he's I don't know, man. Like, he just changed something in me when I watched him. You know, he's just. He was intense, you know? Like, I felt like it was like kind of like the same way I got inspired as a DJ back, like, in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it happened all over again when I watched him. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, I actually forgot that
feeling.
DJing can be like this, you know? And he wasn't using any crazy whatnots and, you know, all these new, what do they call these?
Controllers.
He was just like,
controlling
the crowd.
Yo.
You know, and he wasn't even looking at the crowd. He was just like doing this, and he was just closing his eyes, and he was like, he was intense. And I was just looking at this guy, and I was like, wow. You know, I mean, I saw Chemical Brothers as well.
Yeah.
Even Coffee. Coffee came to my set at Sona when I was playing as well. So I returned the favor. Like, later, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And I was screaming, Nati.
Yeah.
I was like, can you see me? You know, but I was proud, you know. The other guys was like, hey, man, we want to see. I was like, hey, man, I'm seeing Black Coffee. Go ahead if you want. You know, I was there until he finished. And I was really proud just being a South African and seeing another South African kill it like that and everyone going crazy. And it's crazy, man. Like,
but then didn't you also think about how this is Black Coffee?
Yeah,
this is a guy who's been at it for years.
For years.
You playing the same gig with him.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
know?
Mean... Yeah, but it never really gets to me, man. It all sinks in when I'm alone, when I actually just zone out somewhere and I'm like, geez, man, I just played that festival, you know?
Yeah.
I don't, because I always just do things like really quickly.
Do
this and I move on to this and I post this and I move on to this, you know? And then sometimes I just lay back and I actually just go through posts and I'm like, oh, wow, like, you know, this was actually happening. And
yeah,
because some of the times I actually noticed most of the things when I do a bio or when I update my bio and I'm like, fuck, I just did that as well.
Yes,
you know? And I'm like,
because then you get to realize how far your discography has come.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, it's humbling, man. And
yes,
and I mean, from where I come from and how I've struggled, like, as an artist in Joburg, in Cape Town. I think it was last week. I'm not sure when I got back. I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking through Great Dane, past Great Dane, and someone was playing my song, Forget Me, you know?
Yeah.
I was just like, is it
this? And it's some dude you don't even know.
You know? I was like,
he doesn't even know.
Yeah, I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
I just went in and I was like, just listening. I was like, whoa, it's weird, you know? Like, and he's just playing and just looking at him. I was like, I was like nodding. I was like, hey, nice song, man. You know?
Yeah, but he doesn't even know you facially, or he knew you?
He couldn't recognize you.
I don't think it did. I don't think I wanted him to as well.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, hey, man, nice song. And he was like, cool. I was like, wow. And I walked out.
Imagine that.
Were there like things that you recognize about the crowds that side compared to us? How is the
hell no
exception of music be?
It's not the same. I don't think I didn't feel like it was the same. Like, both Sona and Glassdoor, even Barcelona, you know, I mean, with like a physical team at City Hall, like, it was just different. I also played a Beatport gig. W Hotel, which was just, it was
different.
It was, you know, it was 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and it's still sunshine, you know, and people are dancing, and I'm just like,
damn,
what's going on here, man, you know? And I'm like this one dude from Africa that's chilling in a VIP, and I'm just chilling, looking at everyone, and everyone's looking at me like, "Who's that guy up there?" You
know? Until you play,
you know, and it's humbling, man. You know, I met a lot of people as well.
Mm-hmm.
I met the owner of Beatport. Jeez, this is just too much. I met Seth Troxler, Jamie Jones. I hung out with Tale of Us.
Yeah. Because I know they were in the country, you know, so long ago, obviously.
Yeah. I played with them at Anchor. Mm. But just when I saw them, they were playing at a monastery in Barcelona, and just the vibe, man. I was just like, this is...
It's a whole town of just music.
Just Barca. I mean, Glastow was... Yeah.
Mm.
Glastow was... To be honest, I wasn't really big on
Glastonbury.
Yeah, not that I wasn't big, but I'm not the type that would really walk around like a whole town just to see like 80 stages or whatever, you know.
Mm.
Like I stayed at the Silver Haze, where it was more like dance music, you know, and it was, yeah, it was cool, but it was also like really muddy, and I had to like adjust a bit, you know. I was like, okay, I have to just accept that I'm just gonna be dirty, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's dirty.
There was a lot of rain at Glastonbury.
Yeah, when it started raining, it started slipping, you know, people just laugh at you when you just slip, you just get up, they pull you up. You know, you're like, yeah, I'm okay.
The hippies at the festival.
Yeah, you know. But it was crazy, man. The stages were also mind blowing as well, you know, and I mean, just the build up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, literally, I wasn't really stoked about hanging around like the whole time, because I'm a bit reserved. I just want to chill alone somewhere on my laptop and just listen to music on my headphones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then, you know, the guys were just convincing me to say, hey, but you have to see this. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I'm just not like that, though. I'm just, that's cool. I can see from here. I just don't want to get lost there, man, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, we did some, that's cool. You know, it's a lot of hippies and a lot of music lovers. And,
yes.
You know, you meet a lot of people and you just appreciate just music and the industry as a whole and how it can bring people from all over, like, walks of life. And
yeah.
Everyone can be in this place, you know, with all this mud, and we can all just be one and share toilets and share drinks and dance together. And, you know, I mean, I remember the first day I was at the Soca Loco party, and it was the one thing I wanted to see Nicole Modova and Damon Lazarus, and, you know, just the whole Soca Loco team and just the vibe, man. I mean, it's people I always see on pages, you know.
Yeah.
So when I saw them, I was like, I just, in a nutshell, I just saw another world.
Yeah.
You know, than the one I'm used to. Yeah, you know. I mean, it was just there's a whole new world out there, man.
Yeah.
It's not new, but it's just there's a whole different other side of the scene that's there, you know. And that's what kind of like, it didn't confuse me, but I had a lot of time and I had to just like process everything, like, Jesus, this is what's really happening here. And I should actually just feel very fortunate as well, because
I'm
with these guys as well, you know. And I mean, my tent was like next to Seth Troxler's, you know what I mean? And I literally, at one point, he wakes up, you know, I can hear he wakes up. I just really like quickly get up just to go say hi. Hey, man. Like, you know, and then he was like, yeah, dude, are you really like stalking him? I'm like, no, I was just like, you know, just want to say hi. And, you know, and then just
what gig and essay would you say, I wouldn't say come closest, but I don't know, or even the club or experience, you play at Truth, you just said off air now that people at Truth leave like at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Would you say that Truth comes just like, not close, but it's sort of I don't know, gives a person an idea of what you saw back in Europe?
I think just in terms of freedom to be who you are and to do what you want and to just be yourself, dance, sweat, without caring about who's looking, or I admire that, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I saw the craziest people at Sona and at Glassdoor, you know, that are levels I like to do crazy things that people here I don't do, you know.
Mm.
And I mean, you learn to accept people, and you know, it's art, you know. People are just enjoying themselves, you know.
Mm.
I think it's beautiful. You just look at someone dancing and they really, you know, they're really into what's going on, and
mm.
and it's life changing,
right? Yeah,
because you also get to like also like just reaffirm that, hey, you know, like, you're not the only crazy one, you know?
Yeah,
I got there, man, especially at Barca, because I bonded with some of the guys that I met there. I just made friends like really quickly, you know.
Mm.
I was just like getting lost. I was like, hey, do you know that song? I know that song, you know. And they were just like, hey, I know that song.
Yeah.
And it was like a whole family, you know.
Yeah.
Like, no one is negative, and it changes you, man. So when I got here, when I got back here, I just felt like just something's just different, man. Like, it's not the same. Like, and I knew, like, when I get in studio as well, it's gonna be different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gonna be the same anymore. Even when I play, it's gonna be more. It's gonna be more. How do I say? It's gonna be more pure. You know?
Yeah. It's what you're gonna put out. It's what you're gonna express when you through your set when you yeah. play, to try to say, okay, I had people playing like this where I'm coming from, that side, and you guys need to hear this.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. I think I've never had pressure to succumb to what people want me to play.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I mean, you get some gigs. I mean, I get some gigs where I know there's this type of crowd, and they want to hear my stuff.
Mm.
And I mean, as much as most of the time I don't play my stuff, you know, I've got so much music. I want to play other people's music as well. You know what I mean? But you need to also just sometimes, you know, I was playing at a House Africa a gig at Raise the Roof, and I mean, a guy told me he flew from Durban to come and watch me, and I was like, what? You know, and I got up there, man, and he was right there smiling like he was about to cry, man. And I did my best just because he was there. And after I finished, I guided to help my hand, shaking me for like 10 minutes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, even yesterday at Truth, man, where guys just come to you and just they tell you all these stories, like, hey, we just drove 3 hours to watch you and blah, blah, blah. And you get to realize that, I mean, this is bigger than you, you know?
Yeah. But because you're also amazing. And you remember the first time you came through,
yeah,
and I heard your music and I was like, you are talented. You are crazy talented. Like, you're making like crazy music, and then it gets better and better as the years go. So that's why people are going so crazy over you. That's why you're playing at Sona. You what do they call it? You have that special something.
Yep.
I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Because we need to close now.
Yeah.
And Deep Ancestral, it's a conversation we had that when we heard you. Okay, I remember when I heard you on the show, Deep Ancestral wasn't here, but he had heard your music afterwards.
Yeah.
And I said, after you,
yeah,
we have had a lot of guys come through to studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good guys.
Yeah.
Producers,
yeah.
DJs.
Yeah.
Then we had a guy called Bruce Loco.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
and then after, after you,
yeah,
we had Bruce, we were like, what the hell?
Yeah, he's one of my best friends. I was actually with him just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends.
He's the best, man.
You guys need to make a track together and just F things up.
Yeah.
Jazz, man, for people who wanna book you, and just tell us about your next gigs, where people can catch you and see the magic that is Jazzwell, and understand the big deal that we are making out of just talking to you and covering so much content with you. How can people book you, and when's your next gig?
Bookings, Guy Herman handles my bookings at guyherman1@gmail.com. As for upcoming gigs, hey man, I don't even know.
He just tells you.
Yeah, I usually check on Mondays, but I'm playing Opie Kopie Festival at Red Bull Stage. I'm playing Rocking the Daisies. I'm playing
Rocking the Daisies down in the Cape.
Cape Town.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't miss the flight. And I'm doing Sunday Funk. Doing, it's a couple, you know.
Okay.
I usually mention them.
Where can people sort of go to if there's a Facebook page or a Twitter page where you put up your
on Facebook? I usually just.
What's your name on Facebook?
Jazzwell.
It's a Facebook page.
Yeah, just Jazzwell.
Jazzwell, yeah. Check it out if you love beautiful music. Go to Facebook, his page, like his page, and then that's where you can get his gig guide. Also follow him on Twitter at Jazzwell. Are you on Instagram?
I am, actually.
At Jazzwell.
I was kind of late. It's Jazzwell Official, I think.
Oh, okay.
Jazzwell Official, yeah.
Okay. Deep, anything in closing?
Yo, man, I just want to say thank you to Jazzwell, obviously, for coming through, as well as just... the guys that came before him from Katlehong, shout out to Lastborn and Mohlomi for coming to you.
Yeah.
We do have some special things coming up for you probably month end. We owe you a live set from Bass Amro. We're hopefully going to couple that with Jazzman.
So yes.
Since he's in town. So we'll do like a live thing for you guys. But just man, yo man, shout out to everybody that's pushing the South African brand.
Yeah.
And they're putting the flag out there. Shout out to Black Coffee. Shout out to Kulo. Shout out to all the young brothers that are actually listening to the show now and they're just making music in their bedrooms.
Yeah.
It could be the next Jazzle.
Yeah, man. Thank you, my guy, for coming through onto the show.
Thank you for having me.
And yeah, I'm also out and I have my single launch at Liquid Chefs. So if you still have time, come through. The gig has been on since like around 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. I'm playing a one-on-one set with my boy Venko. He's the guy I worked on the track with. It's also in Venko, Ingani featuring Tuna. We are on at 10 p.m. So even from here, I'm going to drive up to Rosebank. Liquid Chefs. Free entrance, or actually I think after 9 they charge $50 because it gets really crazy full. So yeah, if you're gonna be out there, I'm gonna see you there. Otherwise, we are back again on the show between 6 and 9 p.m. next week Sunday. Follow us on Twitter at House of Rhythm SA, Instagram at House of Rhythm SA, at MTJ Soso, at Deep Ancestral on all social media platforms. But for now, we are out. Catch Tabo is coming in between 9 and 12 with some R&B stuff. Emotions that they linger on. Guess cause I never knew what love so strong. So many hot girls, I need your warm. The taste of your mouth, girl, I need your warm. Food and love, I need your warm. Said was made before we were born. A dreamer, so I'ma keep dreaming on. It's kinda like the break of the chin if it's wrong. You got is gone. Yeah, I like such and such a lot, but the feeling's not as strong. We were like two birds, never able to fly. I try to pick the right words to say to the sky. Some days I was driving, wasn't able to drive. I've never been good at saying goodbye. I take a deep breath when the times is hard. When I reminisce over you, my God. I spent many years trying to beat a heartthrob. I guess it's only right that I got my heart robbed. The scent of room that reminds me of you. A hint of perfume that reminds me of you. Take a look at the moon that reminds me of you. Hope the stars and the gods align me with you. Trouble, now slow, long gone. The pain, pain, now it's gone. I remain, holding on.
time. Devoted cause, indifferent spell. Trust in my word as we open the veil. We open the veil. A love like this only exists for cause, indifference spell.